What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
800-636-1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP on all social media platforms. Taking you up to 140, Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler going to take over from there. We got Nats baseball on tap this afternoon right here on the Fan. Series finale between the Nats and Twins. Game number 3 of a 6-game road trip for the Curly W's. Pre-game coverage gets rolling at 140. The actual game, first pitch set for 2:10. Coming up, before we get out of here, we'll have maybe a guest or two stop by that was out at practice today. I still have yet to give you my practice recap. I got to watch a majority of the practice before I had to come here and be with you all. There was one rookie. Yesterday I gave you the rookie that I thought has really stood out to this point. Talking about Trey Amos, as he has been as advertised. I remember when they first selected Amos in the second round, Dan Quinn and company said, look, we seriously consider taking him at 29 in the first round. And look, sometimes what I've learned through covering this is not everything you could take at face value. But with that, yeah, you bet your ass they could have taken him in the first round. He is a first round type of player and has just been super impactful here throughout the first couple of days of camp. There is another rookie, though. That, then look, it's only 4 days in, so I don't want to overreact, but I've been a little bit underwhelmed by it. We'll see how he continues to progress as training camp, you know, gets older and the physicality ratchets up a little bit. But we'll get to that coming up momentarily, though. What I want to get to right now is a moment from earlier today that I thought was super special. Shout out to Josh Harris and company, man. The Commanders continuing to do all of the little things right. And for years, that just simply was not the case. They're now doing it in full swing. Every year, there's something where they just knock your socks off. The setup out there at training camp, first and foremost. My first training camp, man, fans were like sitting in their own chairs. You had to bring a chair to camp. They've now got bleachers all around the field. And it is just, I haven't been to any other training camps across the NFL. Well, I went to the Jets camp last year. And their fans were that facility, by the way, Woody Johnson is swimming in it. That facility, you could tell he is.
They didn't need bleachers when Snyder was around. Not if people gave a damn.
Yeah, that's also very true.
I know you told me you had to beat all the traffic just to get in there before practice could start today. Long line to get in.
Dude, it was, and to the dude that let me cut him off, you're a real one, brother. There's just no chance in hell I was gonna wait. It was like 100 car line. So I sped up to the very beginning in the very front. I threw that right turn signal on, and I got in there somehow, some way. But it just shows the interest level that currently exists with this group. And it's organic. None of it's fake. Growing up my whole life, man, I was told that what's happening right now, and I briefly mentioned this yesterday, I was told this wasn't possible. as a 27-year-old, if you're out there leaving the park right now, because there were a bunch of guys, you know, in my age group that were out there, man, you can pick up what I'm putting down. You feel it. Your parents always told you the same thing, man. They'll never be good until Dan Snyder sells the team. As soon as he sold the damn team, things have completely been turned upside down. So shout out to Josh Harris and the ownership group continuing to do everything right. They did something else right this morning. Something that, to me, knowing how long this dude, this franchise legend, has been retired, is probably a little bit long overdue. But what's the old saying that Drake said? Better late than never. We got a new member into the Washington Commanders Ring of Honor. Take a listen.
And I tell people, well, you know what? Ted and I hang so much, we need to be hanging together for the rest of our lives.
Mm. Well.
And I think we will be, brother, because first game against the Giants, you coming up in the rafters. You going in the Ring of Fame, brother.
Yes, sir.
Love you, man. Congratulations.
And we love you so much. Your whole fam pulled up for Mr. 8 to the 9. The whole family is in the building.
Super special moment. Brian Mitchell, Brian Colbert, introducing Santana Moss into the Washington Commanders Ring of Fame. Very special company that Santana Moss is keeping. Gary Clark, obviously, in the Ring of Fame. Art Monk, obviously, in Washington's Ring of Fame. Santana Moss, Charlie Taylor is in the Ring of Fame. Santana Moss is going to be just the fourth wide receiver in franchise history to be placed into the Washington Commanders Ring of Fame. Couldn't happen to a better dude. I am a huge fan of Santana Moss. Always shows me love on social media. Always, you know, pops on my shows anytime I ask him to. And then when I see him in person, man, it is always love. So congratulations to Santana Moss. Officially going to be inducted into the Commanders Ring of Fame during the opening weekend of the National Football League season, man, against the New York Giants. Super excited about it. Super excited about it. And look, I always, you know, talk about how I'm the leader of the Youngest in Charge movement. This is only the second guy from what I'm going to call my era to get inducted. Sean Taylor was inducted into the Ring of Fame. Or the third guy, because Chris Samuels is in the Ring of Fame. But, dude, super tough moment, man, for Santana Moss. Super happy for him. I know his family was flown out by the team. They organized it and set it up beautifully, man. Josh Harris and company, they get it. They get it, they get it, they get it, man. He is now the 52nd member of the Washington Commanders Ring of Fame. Super-duper excited that Tana's going to get honored here. Tana's nephew actually just committed to play football at the real HU, Howard University. You all know I do play-by-play for the Howard football program, so super excited to get to call some of his nephew's games, man, this year. It's going to be super-duper fun. But once again, congratulations to Santana Moss, officially going to be the 52nd member of the Washington Ring of Fame. 1-800-636-1067. I want to open up the phones on this. Santana Moss in the Ring of Fame. If you had a vote, if you had a choice, who should be the next inductee into the Washington Commanders Ring of Fame? 1-800-636-1067. If you want to tweet at me as well, it's at @NELL_BTP. Teresa out in Alexandria wants to chime in. What's going on, Miss Teresa? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Excuse me. I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm good. Happy to hear your voice.
First time caller.
Love it. Appreciate you tapping in with me, Miss Teresa.
Now, what was your question?
So, in honor of Santana Moss,
yes,
being inducted into the Ring of Fame, who should be the next member of the Commanders inducted into the team Ring of Fame?
I say Rick Doc Walker.
Ah, that's a good answer, ain't it?
Yes, it is. I love Rick Doc Walker because he's very smart, educated, and he could run that team.
I would love, Miss Teresa. I wouldn't give him that much credit. I wouldn't give him that much damn credit now.
Don't hate on Rick Doc Walker.
I can never hate on my OG.
That's all I have to say.
Miss Teresa, we appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. 1-800-636-1067. Ben, this is going to be interesting for me and you to chew on here because we are, you know, two members of the Youngest in Charge movement here at Odyssey DC. In terms of, like, guys from our era There's only three in there right now: Chris Samuels, Santana Moss, and Sean T. Who should be the next member of the Commanders Ring of Fame? I do think, putting all jokes aside, it probably should be Rick Doc Walker. When you think about his impact on this community, Super Bowl champion, and honestly, between him and Brian Mitchell, probably the two most revered former athletes that are in this town right now, and both of those guys are super deserving of it. I know we always have this conversation each and every year. It's not going to happen this time around, but maybe next year the conversation happens. We got to get Brian Mitchell in the Hall of Fame in terms of what he has done and what he's brought to this league as a special teamer. He is the greatest kick returner of all time. I believe he's, what, top five in all-purpose yards ever?
Well, I mean, you saw who shouted him out and said he should be in the Hall of Fame.
That's all that matters, right?
23 said it.
So 23, yeah.
For the sake of this conversation, I know we're going guys from you and I's era. So for reference, you're 27, I'm 21. So we grew up with a very similar brand of Washington football. A lot of it was god awful and terrible.
Yes.
Say the least. So that makes this conversation pretty difficult, because why did the team suck as much as it did for so long? They lacked great players.
They did.
They didn't have great talent. Santana Moss was really the only thing that resembled a great football player around here outside of Sean Taylor, who, you know, of course, sadly passed away a couple of years into his career. So that's kind of a whole different conversation with that. But for me, and I know we've talked so much about him, it's going to be Terry McLaurin.
You think Terry's should be the next guy in the Ring of Fame?
Absolutely.
Now, that's going to be a while before we have that happen, but I get the point.
But like,
in terms of model guys and dudes that have done it?
Of players I watched over the years, I would say Terry right now, but let me hear yours.
We're opening up the phones on this at 1-800-636-1067. I'm missing somebody from our era that is in the Ring of Fame that I was going to say. London Fletcher.
He's in there already.
Yeah, he's already in there. So that was going to be my guy.
That's why I didn't put him in there.
Now I'm going to have to think a little bit harder. 1-800-636-1067. You guys think about it as well. And tweet at me at NELL_BTP. In honor of Santana Moss being the next inductee into the Washington Football Ring of Fame, who should be next? 1-800-636-1067. I'll give you a strong candidate next here on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Still rocking and rolling as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. We'll take you up to 140. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. Right now, in light of Santana Moss being inducted into the Washington Ring of Fame, who should be the next member inducted into the Ring of Fame? 1-800-636-1067. Ben, I want to re-rack the audio for the people that are just now joining us. This was earlier this morning. Brian Mitchell, Brian Colbert, giving Santana Moss the news of a lifetime. Josh Harris and company flew out a bunch of his family for this special moment in history.
And I tell people, well, you know what? Tanner and I hang so much, we need to be hanging together for the rest of our lives.
Mm. Well.
And I think we will be, brother, because first game against the Giants, you coming up in the rafters. You going in the Ring of Fame, brother.
Yes, sir.
Love you, man. Congratulations.
And we love you so much. Your whole fam pulled up from Mr. 8 to the 9. The whole family.
Loved it, man. Really, really, really cool gesture from the Washington Commanders. One, putting him in the Ring of Fame, but then all the family members that he's got out there. I just retweeted a video. You can see it at @NELL_BTP. They brought out a rack of people. I wonder if Santana's nephew Sears just committed to play football this year at Howard University. So that's super cool seeing everything come full circle. But in light of Tana Man getting inducted into the Ring of Fame, who should be the next Washington football great to be inducted? 1-800-636-1067. My answer is pretty easy. Gives me a hard time, calls me LaWale, but constantly plugs my social media handle. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker. And it's for his impact on the field and then the massive impact he's had off the field. Him and B. Mitch, man, I give them so much credit. Santana, too, man, and Fred getting in on it now and Sean getting in on it now. To be able to transition from the playing surface to the media, first of all, it's not easy. And those guys, like they did during their playing career, put in so much work to be some of the best media members that we've got in the country, man. But my answer would be the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, man. What say you? 1-800-636-1067. Tana Man going into the Washington Commanders Ring of Fame. 8-9 going in. I think 88 should be next. Let's get to our guy Athan in Annapolis wants to chime in. Athan, what do you think?
Well, first of all, let's get the obvious out of the way. What's with all these people calling in today and kissing your ass, telling you how great you are? What's up with that?
Hey, man, I can't control what the people got to say, man.
Hey, listen, you know I love you deep down. I got to give you a hard time, though.
I appreciate
so, you know, I'm one of your biggest supporters that wants to see you on the national stage one day. So you keep plugging away, my friend.
I appreciate
okay?
you, brother.
But I've said this to you before, and so just so you can put it to rest so people don't think I'm copying you,
yeah.
It's Rick Doc Walker, okay?
Yes.
You and I have had this conversation. Doc has 45 years in this market, 5 or 6 as a player and 39 or 40 in the press. You cannot think of a more influential person. He was a hog on the field and then off the field. Georgetown basketball, Maryland basketball, ACC football games for 14 or 15 years. Huge supporter of the Nats and the Caps and a mentor to so many people. And he has been overlooked and it pisses me off to no avail that they don't recognize this man for what he's done. But you are hit the nail on the head. Doc is a phenomenal person. He was a great athlete on the field, Super Bowl champion, and they need to get their heads out of their you-know-whats and put him in the Ring of Honor.
Well said, Athan. I appreciate you. Let me ask you this before I let you go, Athan. I'll ask you the question we were asking earlier on the phones, and all of you that are on hold, you can chime in on this too. Do you think Terry McLaurin showed up today because he's tired of getting fined, or do you think the two sides are closer to a deal?
Terry McLaurin showed up to pull a fraud move, okay, in his ankle injury. Mr. Durability, I haven't missed a game in 4 or 5 years, but now you're on the pup? You're not just injured, you're on the pup. That means you're in there with, Cosme. It means you can't even practice. What a bunch of BS that is. And
are you surprised, though?
I mean, I guess it's a loophole that they use somehow, some way. I'm sure the NFL is going to look into it. That's inviting, like, the NFL to do an investigation in your backyard.
He was on the injury report throughout the entire playoffs with the ankle, so it's real. But to your point, I do think it's – but we know it's the loophole in the CBA, Anthony, and I appreciate you as always. Got a bunch more to get to. 1-800-636-1067. Two things to chew on here. Santana Moss, week one against the New York Giants, going to get inducted into the Washington Football Ring of Fame. Who should be the next inductee into the Washington Ring of Fame? My answer is Rick Doc Walker. My other answer would be someone who hasn't hung it up yet. Trent Williams, bro. I mean, in terms of guys in my era that personified excellence, you can't go too far down the list without getting the Big 71, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Foresight out in Oxon Hill. Who do you foresee, Foresight, going into the Ring of Fame next?
Hey, Doc Walker wasn't a bad choice. I like Doc, but I got to I would like to see my man Ricky Sanders get in there.
Ricky Sanders. Let me check this list, man, because some of you all are naming dudes that are already in this thing, but I'm looking. There are 52.
Ricky in?
There are 52 guys in there now. I'm looking to see if Ricky Sanders is one of them. He's not because he's a wide receiver, right? Wide receiver Ricky Sanders?
Yeah, he's a wide receiver.
Yeah, so Santana's just the third wide out on this list. It's Art Monk and Gary Clark and then Santana Moss in terms of the wideouts on this list. So no Ricky. Charlie Taylor's on here too. No Ricky Sanders now that I'm scrolling through this. Yeah, Ricky Sanders is not in the Commanders Ring of Fame. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
And then let me ask you this too, Foresight. Mm-hmm. Why do you think Terry McLaurin showed up today? Do you think it has to do with him being tired of getting fined, or do you think it's a situation where they're actually close to a deal getting done?
Terry, mother didn't raise no dummy, and Terry's tired of getting that $50,000, man. That's a lot of money
that's a
coming
lot of
from
cheese.
Me, man. So get in camp, man. Let's hope to sign this man. This man deserves to be signed. Let's get this man on the field. We need this guy on the field, man.
For sure. Foresight, I appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the weekend. 1-800-636-1067. Getting back to Terry McLaurin here for a hot second. For sure, his mama ain't raised no dummy. Terry's a super, super smart dude. Super smart dude. And I think him being here today while the fans are here was also a very calculated, strategic move as well. Because, not that I want Adam Peters and company listening to you all on everything, but if there's one thing you should listen to the fans on, it is paying Terry McLaurin. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. Same handle on all social media platforms. It is at NELL_BTP. In honor of Santana Moss being inducted into the Commanders Ring of Fame, who do you think should be the next inductee? My answer is Rick Doc Walker. What say you, Lip Top?
Well, I wanted to circle back to what you said a couple minutes ago about a certain left tackle, number 71, Trent Williams.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I don't know if I agree with you. And I think that's polarizing for sure. I feel like a lot of people are going to be...
They say I give out hot takes. Are you kidding? That's the spiciest thing you've ever said.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I never really was one of those people that like bought into the whole, you know, what happened with him in this organization. I never actually really, as hard as I was on Dan Snyder, the front office and everything, I think people give Trent Williams a little too much credit for what happened.
Wow.
And I'm not to say that because he had a legitimate health scare, and I'm glad that he's okay and he's still a Hall of Fame level player. Like, I appreciate that aspect of him. I feel like, you know, for him to throw the organization under the bus as much as he did in that situation wasn't that warranted. I know there were some things that happened that were a little crazy part of the situation, but I feel like the team doctors told him they couldn't really identify what the issue was at the time. And I feel like it kind of was a fault to him a little bit to not really go and get that looked out by someone else at the time. And you know, his exit here and everything that happened with that, I don't know. It's just a little bit polarizing. I know a lot of people probably wouldn't even agree with me on that.
You're creating a hate train right now.
Look, I'm just telling you how I feel.
That's what we get paid to do, bro. Yeah. But I hear it, though. I see what you're saying. To expound upon what you're saying having revisionist history here. When the team told you it was a nothing burger, you should have went and checked it out anyway just to be doing due diligence on your health. I get that, but the team completely, to me, screwed up in that situation. I mean, it's a terrible look. It's a big reason why I ultimately was not here. And then Ron Rivera screwed that up. Ron Rivera should have just, they should have just paid him, point blank.
Yeah, I mean, you knew that, like, it was going to end that way. After all that had happened, they were not going to.
Well, the bag would have soothed all of the hard feelings, is what I say.
But also now he's really established himself in San Francisco. Like,
oh, he's been established, though. That's like he was.
But no, he's established himself as a 49er long term. I feel like people are going to remember Trent Williams as a 49er.
I don't know.
But think about it, the team success is an important part of that. Like, he's been on successful teams that went to Super Bowls, so that's why. More people, I feel like, will remember what he did as a 49er. Not from, like, our town standpoint. Everyone here remembers him as a Washington Redskin. But nationally, he might get more recognition for what he did as a 49er.
It's a spicy take. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls. Santana Moss officially going to be inducted into the Washington Football Ring of Fame against the New York Giants at home in week number one. In lieu of that, who do you think is the next Washington football great that should be inducted into the Ring of Fame? And then our question of the day still exists. Terry McLaurin officially in Ashburn. They placed him on the physically unable to perform list. Why do you think Terry's here, though? Is Terry here because the two sides are closer to getting a deal done, or is he just tired of getting fined? Your call's next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
One 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 140. But we're chewing on right now. Santana Moss, the newest member of the Washington Football Ring of Fame. It was announced earlier by my pal Brian Mitchell, as well as Brian Colbert of the Washington Commanders. And obviously a special, special dude. Santana Moss means so much to this area, meant so much to me throughout my childhood, man, watching him perform. I was saying it to for our producer that's answering your calls, little Top Ben Strober, also host of the Locked On Wizards podcast. So make sure you check that out wherever you download your podcast. But, man, as a 27-year-old, Ben, you're what, 21? The guys that really stand out to me from that era that I was in love with and what made me fall in love with this, it was Chris Cooley, it was Sean Taylor, it was Santana Moss, Clint Portis, Mike Sellers. I love me some Mike Sellers, dog. Mike Sellers was really, I'll even take it a step further. Like, Mike Sellers was probably like my third favorite player during the era, bro. Like, Mike Sellers was that dude.
That's like outdating me a little bit, I think, because I started watching in 08.
Yeah, Mike Sellers, boy.
That might have been the end.
Yeah, that was toward the end of Mike. Mike Sellers was a bad you-know-what, boy.
The first ever game I went to was against Tampa. It was the infamous fifth down game in the pouring rain. And
That was Ryan Terrain.
Yeah, most random performance of all time. Ryan Terrain rushed for 140 yards.
You know, I got to watch that game late because I had a Gaithersburg Rec League basketball game that Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday games used to blow me when they would interfere.
They blew the snap on the extra point. What an awful ending. I should have just known right there that I would start being tormented for the next like 11 years
good
from that.
Pull. It was a torrential downpour.
Oh wait, it was 15 years later. I was still tortured.
Oh well, yeah.
That's what it was. I was 6 when I went to that game.
1-800-636-1067. So in light of Santana being the newest inductee into the Washington Football Ring of Fame, who should be next? My vote, the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. What say you at 1-800-636-1067? We're also letting you chew on this. It's our question of the day. Terry McLaurin is back. He showed up to the practice facility on Saturday, and he's officially been placed on the physically unable to perform list with an ankle injury. Why do you think Terry McLaurin showed up? You think Terry showed up because the two sides are closer to getting a deal done, or do you think he showed up because he's tired of getting fined? I got a cue ball out in the city. What's going on, Q?
My brother, can you hear me?
I got you. What's going on?
All right. So, obviously, I'll mention Terry in a second.
Uh-huh.
But as I'm looking at the list, I see two Hall of Fame coaches on there. Obviously, Vince Lombardi and George Allen. But where is Joe Gibbs? Mr. Joe Gibbs. I do not see his name listed. I counted it 12 times before you guys put me on, and I made sure before I called in. I think that's a travesty.
No, he is. He is. Joe Gibbs is
I must
in.
Have missed something then.
I'm looking at the list on the team website. Yeah, Joe Gibbs
my
is
apologies.
In. No, you're good.
He should be
that
at the
been,
top.
Look, that would have been egregious.
He should have been right under Vince Lombardi.
Honestly, yeah. I wish it was organized, but yeah, I get
yes,
your point.
Yes, sir. But as a throwback player, that's well before you two's time, but I'm sure you know in the history, the original number 21, Mr. Mike Nelms.
Mike Nelms isn't in this. I got to meet Mike Nelms. Was it last preseason? Me and Doc were out at a country club hosting the show, and
Mike
Nelms was actually participating in the golf tournament that we were at. Mike Nelms still looked like a freak.
I mean, right.
Like, he put me to shame with my body look, man. So,
to me, you know, I'm an old guy, you know, from that era.
Yeah.
And I remember those famous playoff games. And he was just hurling people like it was nothing.
Yeah, man.
But to me, he was the original Deion. To me, he was the original Devin Hester. You know, a la Mr. Brian Mitchell, another hellified punt and kick returner.
Demon.
But to me, Mike Nelms is my guy, man. I wish his name would get more recognition than what he gets now.
Let me ask you this real quick on Terry. Do you think he's there because the two sides are getting closer? Do you think, or do you think that he just started getting fined?
Clearly, it's getting close, but I believe he's put a slight tarnish on his image. Immaculate young man, immaculate. I listened to him speak in that press conference. I listened to him before and after games. He's always an upfront guy. But I think his image has slightly been tarnished because of how it was handled.
Yeah, I agree.
And if he left after this season, if his performance drops this year because of the focus on Debo this year, it wouldn't surprise him if he's gone after this year.
Mm, strong take. Appreciate the call as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. 1-800-636-1067. Still to come before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. I'll give you my practice recap from this afternoon. A couple of guys that stood out. And then yesterday I gave you Trey Amos as the youngin' that has stood out the most throughout training camp to this point. There is one other youngin' that's gotten off to a rough start through the first four practices of training camp. We'll get to that before we get out of here. Plus, we may have a surprise guest stop by the program. So a lot more to get to. Make sure you keep it locked right here on The Fan as well as the Team 980. When we come back, though, more of your calls. 1-800-636-1067. Our question of the day, Terry McLaurin in Ashburn at the facility placed on the PUP list. Is he here because he's tired of getting fined, or do you think the two sides are closer to a deal? And then the second thing we'll have you chew on, who should be the newest and latest inductee into the Commanders Ring of Fame now that Santana Moss is going to get honored in week one? Your calls next. One 800-636-1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP, taking you up to 140. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. Before we hand it over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler, we'll get to the Ahmed Rosario deal that went down last night. Also, Mark Zuckerman of Masson providing us an update on Dylan Cruz. So we'll get to that before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. Right now, though, keeping all things burgundy and gold, big news out in Ashburn this morning. Fans were in attendance for practice. Love seeing a bunch of you all out there. So I will say this, right? Ben, I had a bunch of, Lionel! My name's Lionel. I'm just saying. Do you pay attention or do you not? 1-800-636-1067. So, what we're chewing on right now is two things. Who should be the next inductee into the Commanders Ring of Fame now that Santana Moss going to be inducted week one against the Giants? And then Terry McLaurin, that was the news of the show. Terry McLaurin showed up yesterday in Ashburn and has been placed on the physically unable to perform list while the two sides try and work out a deal. Why do you think Terry showed up? You think Terry showed up because the two sides are actually closer to getting something done? Or do you think he showed up because he's tired of getting fined? 1-800-636-1067. Matthews in D.C. wants to chime in. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, Linnell. First, I want to apologize for dropping that 10-letter, 4-letter word yesterday.
You're all good, brother. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, sir. But I will answer your Terry McLaurin question first because it ties back to what I said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He's back because he doesn't want to pay $50,000 a day, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But I want him to be back because a deal is going to happen and he's going to get paid like you deserve to be paid.
Ha, ha, ha. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you, man. What do you think about the Ring of Honor, Matthew?
Thank you, because that's actually what prompted me to call. This is a great question. I'm going to give love to a season and a team that doesn't get as much love and respect as it deserves, both from D.C. and from the NFL, the greatest team in the history of the NFL, the 91 Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
And your Wilbur Marshall.
Wilbur Marshall. Let me check and see if Wilbur is.
He's not.
He's not. I'm going to skim through the list here again. Because I think that's a good one. If you're talking about guys that have had impact here, Wilbur Marshall, well before my time. But as much as I talk to the DOC, you got to understand all these names that y'all toss out at me. I'm well versed in it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that he deserves to be ahead of Rick Doc Walker. Obviously, Rick Doc Walker, sine qua non, first amongst equals. But I just want to note that Wilbur Marshall had a better record and a better career in D.C. than he did in Chicago.
Yeah.
Defense that he led in that season actually outscored the opponents in two games.
Wow.
And they held teams, they pitched shutouts three times. They were an incredibly dominant defense that simply obliterated the NFL.
Well, that's good stuff, Matthew, and I think it's a damn good candidate. I appreciate the call, as always. Wilbur Marshall, first time that somebody's mentioned the old ball coach's name in terms of somebody that should be in the Ring of Honor. Still taking your calls on this, though. 1-800-636-1067. I gave you the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, for obvious reasons, have already gushed over Doc enough today. He's probably somewhere throwing up right now. But in terms of, like, guys from my era, I keep looking back at guys from my era. And obviously I'm a 27-year-old, so I haven't gotten to see a lot of the, you know, glory years of this franchise. But there were certain dudes that really stood out to me during my time here. Chris Cooley always comes up. Sean Taylor's already in there. Mike Sellers, somebody that I brought up, his impact, I think fans, in terms of like fan popularity and fans really rocking with you, I think Mike Sellers was definitely in that club. Chris Samuels is already in the Ring of Fame. He's somebody that I was going to say. My answer, I keep going back to Trent Williams, man, and he hasn't hung it up yet, so he's not eligible technically to be in the Commanders Ring of Fame. But Trent Williams, you want to talk about excellence personified during that 2010s period. I know the team didn't win a whole bunch, but for him to develop into a perennial all-pro guy, a first ballot Hall of Famer, I think it speaks to who he is, man. What about defense? Is there anybody on the defensive side of the football that's deserving of being in the Ring of Fame? London Fletcher was the guy that I brought up. Outside of that, man, during my time period, which is what I can speak for confidently, I can't give you a whole bunch. 1-800-636-1067. Luke is out in the city. What's going on, Luke?
Yeah, so I think in terms of the Scary Terry situation, I think that you're gonna get some information within 72 hours, and then. You beat me to it. I think Chris Cooley's the guy.
Chris Cooley? If you're one thing, I'm sorry, and I love Chris Cooley. There's no chance in hell Chris Cooley should get in the Ring of Fame before Rick Doc Walker. That would be a war crime.
Obviously not. I'm talking about after Rick Doc Walker.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I appreciate your call as always, Luke. 1-800-636-1067. My guy Sean out in Winchester. What's going on, Sean?
What's going on now?
How you doing?
Man. As far as the Ring of Honor thing, I'm listening to you in your service, bringing up old names. John Jansen.
That's the man that was blanking me, brother, because he was damn good at the right tackle.
He was our bookend, man. Mm-hmm. He was our bookend. And as far as McLaurin is concerned, this whole time, this whole whatever contract negotiation, the guy is he's our chocolate Easter bunny, man. He's my favorite Redskin. he's our number one numero uno. They're going to sign him. I don't know I just don't understand why the front office, we give them all this clout. And what a great organization. They got to sign him. Come week one when we're playing New York, he's going to be running up and down the field on them. I'm telling you. So I don't understand what people are saying. He's not a top 10 receiver. The man is, he's number one in my book because, I ain't got a Josh Jefferson or whatever it is.
For things like that.
So go Commanders, man, and y'all have a good weekend.
I appreciate you, Sean. 1-800-636-1067. The Wilbur Marshall thing now getting some more run on social media. I want to read off a couple of tweets. It's at NELL_BTP. Our guy Tony Murray, Coach Tony Murray, tweets at us and says, is Cooley in the Ring of Fame? If not, then him and Rick Doc Walker. And Coach also tweets at us and says, Terry definitely showed up and stopped being fined. But he also wants to be around his guys and make sure that he knows that he's with them. Pay the man. So I definitely think Coach hit it right on the head. Wow. Weatherby, our guy Dr. WB, tweets at me and says, I'm going to mention Mike Thomas from the late 70s. Obviously, I'm not familiar with that name, but if you are, chime in at 1-800-636-1067. Teddy E, the first person to tweet at me and say something about Big Trent Williams. That's my guy that I keep going back to, man. If we're going to do somebody, if it's not going to be Doc, I don't know if I'm going Doc, Chris Cooley, Trent Williams definitely would be the next. The last caller, actually, Sean, John Jansen was a bad you-know-what, boy. I'm telling you. And that was somebody that I actually got to see. That offensive line, that was it was John Jansen. It was Derek Dockery. It was Casey Robach at center. I'm blanking on who the right guard was. But that offensive line during Joe Gibbs 2.0 was moving people, man. I'll give you that. 1-800-636-1067. Coach C's out in Ankeny. Yes. Wants to chime in. What's going on?
What's going on, Linnell? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother.
Hey, man, so did I hear anybody mention
CP9? Hey, Coach C's, I messed up. I'm going to put you on hold. Our Team 980 audience is about to lose us coming up here in 15 seconds. You keep the conversation going with me on the fan at 1-800-636-1067. We'll put a bow on the show coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.